تیرا تیرا کہتے بابا شیو پہ ہو گیا تو بلیہار برہما تیرے تن من میں وشو کا کیا ادھار تیرا تیرا کہتے بابا تیرا تیرا کہتے بابا شیو پہ ہو گیا تو بلیہار شیو پہ ہو گیا تو بلیہار برہما تیرے تن من نے برہما تیرے تن من نے وشو کا کیا ادھار وشو کا کیا ادھار تیرا تیرا کہتے بابا تیرا تیرا کہتے بابا
Om Shanti. Good morning. It's the month of January and you heard the song, and the song is about how Brahma Baba's renunciation became an example for the world, and Brahma Baba's tapasya helped purify our minds. And today's murli is very, very beautiful. And it's a murli that Baba spoke on the 18th of January, 1982, Avyakt Bab Dada. It brought back many, many memories, because in this particular murli, Baba has very specifically, explicitly told Dadiji and then Didi and Dadi that Baba handed over his will to them, that is all will power to them. And there had been a very beautiful coronation ceremony on the 21st of January 1969. Baba didn't have any crowns, but Didi and Dadi were sitting right in front of Baba. And when Baba spoke about it's not possible to have another father, when a father goes away, you don't select someone else to become your father in his place. When a guru goes away, then you find somebody else to take the gaddi, the throne of the guru. But that doesn't happen with a father. When a father goes away, then it's the elder brothers and sisters who continue to look after the family. And Baba took a rose from the plate of red roses that they keep on Baba's pork tray. They still do that, no matter how many other flowers there may be. But on the pork itself, there will always be a silver plate of roses, fragrant roses. And Baba picked up a rose and put it on Didi's head, picked up another rose and put it on Dadi's head. And then Baba looked around and said, does everyone agree? So it was a very touching moment, as you can imagine, and very unexpected. We hadn't expected that we'd be witnessing a coronation ceremony. And so Baba has reminded Didi and Dadi of that scene in the drama when Baba crowned them and gave them the responsibility of the yajna and also world service. There's a very beautiful expression that Baba has used in the Murli, and you'll hear the detail of it, but Baba said, Brahma Baba planted the seed of the tree of service, and today you're seeing the expansion of that tree, because this was Baba's blessing for all of you, that this tree of service would grow when you use the right method. Vidhi and Siddhi, Vriddhi. The expansion, the success, depends on the method, the accurate method that you're using. And Baba said that the tree is a very special one. And I don't know that in 82 we knew about the combination of peaches and plums becoming nectarines, or oranges and tangerines becoming autoniques. Certainly I hadn't heard of it in those days, the early 80s. And in India I also tasted kiwi and banana. So you've got a golden kiwi and without any sourness. Many people don't like kiwi because although it's got lots of vitamin C, but it's a bit sour. But if you have a golden kiwi, it's been crossed with a banana. And Baba doesn't use the word GM, but Baba's talked about it, that nowadays scientists are trying to mix fruits together to give you a combination of fruits. So Baba knows everything, amazing. But Baba said how the tree of service is a very beautiful one, because there isn't yet a tree where you have many varieties of fruits on the same tree. You've got combinations, but you don't have varieties of fruits or flowers on the same tree. But in Baba's tree of service and the tree of Brahmins, look around. Beautiful, beautiful variety. And so the variety fruits are here. And in 82, service had already expanded to Europe, Brazil, a few other places across the world. South Africa was about to be born. So the variety was already present in front of Baba. And so Baba was commenting on the variety fruits of this very beautiful tree of service. But in particular, Baba has given a very special blessing, or rather I would say has reminded us of a very special blessing that Baba gave that day. Baba said how Brahma Baba, when he had the vision of Vishnu, heard the words Tattvam, Asmi, you are this, you are he. And it took Brahma Baba a few days of silence. Baba went away to ponder on what he had seen in his visions and to make meaning of all of them. And once he understood, he accepted it as his blessing, that I am to be Vishnu. But Baba says, you have had the same blessing also. So the blessing of perfection is the blessing that Baba has given all of us. And so just imagine, if you were to remember this particular blessing, especially in the month of January, how it could take practical shape. We are used to seeing our weaknesses and our faults, and very often we have the habit of putting ourselves down. Oh, I can't do this, this is too much, it's not possible. Many thoughts. But Baba's reminding us, Baba has given you the blessings of perfection to become like Vishnu, just like you saw Brahma Baba, to be the same, exactly as Baba was. And Baba's explained what it is he's doing in a subtle region. Baba's saying that the fastest service is through the power of the mind. We know that. The power of words, the power of actions take long. But the power of the mind, you think and your thoughts reach there immediately. So what is Brahma Baba doing in the subtle region? Baba said Baba's supporting you in your service of the power through the mind. So that is enabling service to happen across the world today. Our job is to create pure thoughts, and Baba's job to fill those pure thoughts with power so that they can reach far away and touch the souls in need. And so this is what we have to do. Keep generating pure thoughts, pure thoughts, pure thoughts. Is it possible? Well, if I keep nothing but jnana in my head, then yes, it's possible, because every aspect of jnana is pure. If I'm keeping stories about human beings, then the space is occupied with many human beings. If I'm remembering what you said to me yesterday and the day before and 10 years ago and 20 years ago, and I even remind you, you said this. If you remembered all the good, empowering, encouraging things that we said to each other, beautiful. But somehow they seem to slip away from our memory. I may remember so often the things that are not so good. And if I'm cluttering my mind with all of that, it's not very helpful. And so Baba's comment, remove all those things from your mind and just keep pure thoughts of jnana with you. And if you have the determined thought of transformation, especially in the month of January, it works. If you have a new idea for service, especially in the month of January, it happens. If new service begins somewhere in the month of January, it's very fruitful. I remember Sarkar Baba had told Om Prakash Bhai of Indore. At that time he was not known as Om Prakash Bhai of Indore because there was no service in Indore. But he had been talking to Baba earlier on, and he had had permission to go from, he was in Jabalpur, another city in Madhya Pradesh. And there was nobody in Madhya Pradesh in the capital, or Bhopal, or Indore, the big city. And he had an invitation. So he'd asked Sarkar Baba, should we have an exhibition there? So that had been fixed towards the end of January. Baba became avyakt, and there were two voices. One voice was saying from the few thousand Brahmins, but in particular the few that were gathered in Abu, that now that Baba's become avyakt, it's really time to go home, and so we should all just sit in tapasya. It was a very strong voice. And the other voice was, well, we haven't finished giving Baba's message to the world. In fact, the world hadn't even started to receive Baba's message. It was Bharat that had received, and even that was only 400 centers. Think about Bharat and the population even then, and the country, the size of the country, only 400 centers. And so the other voice was, but we have to do a lot more service. Nobody was thinking so much about foreign lands except Daddy Janki. To be understood, expected. But the voice of service won, because on the 21st of January, Baba said, go back to your centers, go back and continue with service, explain what has happened so that they understand also. And so service in Indore started. couple of weeks after Baba became avyakt, and it was my fortune to be there for that program. It had already been fixed earlier. And it was the first time that the program was beautiful. The governor came, 1,000 people came for the inauguration of the exhibition. But when they had the meditation training after that and the course, I think it was still called the 7 days course, they didn't have the meditation training as such, that came a bit later. And they had literally 300 people come for the course. It had never happened in the history of the Yajna. You would have an exhibition and 20 people would come, 30 people would come. But 300 people to come, it was amazing. And why I share this story is because start something new in January and it carries a very special power and blessing, and it'll happen fast and it'll be magic. Who's had that experience of the special power of January? Only a few. Well, if you haven't had that experience, try it. Think about a plan for service, think about starting new service, but most of all, have a determined thought for something that you want to change in yourself. And that thought will carry Baba's very, very special power. And it's not just that it'll be effective for those 2 weeks that remain of January, no, but something that you start will continue for the rest of Sangam Yug, hopefully. Not just the year, but Sangam Yug. And so try it and see. And so today's Murali has explained very beautifully what Brahma Baba is doing in the subtle region. And Baba has remembered the UN. And just the year earlier, there had been a woman who had come from the UN called Sally Swing Shelley. Interesting name. And she was the chief of the NGOs. And we'd only started with registration at the UN in 1980. In 81 we got going. And she came because she was fascinated by these sisters in white. And she talked to them and understood that it was an organization for peace. And she came to India. And 81 we had, some of you remember that photograph in Baba Bhavan, they might still have it, but it was at that time new technology. A camera that swiveled around, and it was in a big stadium in Delhi. And so the camera swiveled around and was able to capture the whole of the circular, semicircular stadium and turn it into a flat photo. And so she was there for that. Multi-thousands were gathered for that. And she had never imagined that an organization like ours, very simple women she was meeting, could get together a program for peace in that way. And in those days, the Fortune of Souls, they came to Madhuban, and they would meet Baba. So she came to Madhuban, met Baba, and Baba's remembered her and the service at the UN. And very, very practical instructions that Baba gave. Baba said no, the dadis should not travel, because it was the year before Om Shanti Bhavan started. Om Shanti Bhavan, 83. And 82, Baba saying, no, the dadis mustn't come. Do service of all those people there and bring them here. And the dadis have to serve the people here so that then they can prepare for 83, the opening of Om Shanti Bhavan. So very practical. We used to ask Baba everything. Nowadays, Baba trusts that people ask me today, how come you're not asking Baba? And I say, well, Dadi Gulzar doesn't go in trance in the way that she used to bring back answers. But also it's a training. If you remember the time that we used to ask Baba anything later, around the 90s, Baba would say to us, ask the dadis. When the senior brothers ask Baba something, Baba tells them, the senior brothers and the dadis have to talk together. And so it's been a very long time since we asked Baba anything practical, but Baba's method now is talk together, discuss things together, and come up with your answer through consensus. So Baba's preparing us in Sangam Yuga for the future. Yes, we'll have the emperor and empress with perfect wisdom who'd be able to give us clear guidance, because they're the ones who have followed Srimad so precisely today that they've been blessed with that perfect wisdom with which they'll guide us. But the harmony that exists in Satyug is being created today through coming together in this way. And so a very beautiful lesson from Baba to all of us. No, don't wait for Baba to tell you X, Y, Z in practical terms. On the spiritual level, Baba's told you everything. Sakarma release, a lot of information about practicalities and spirituality. Avyakma release, everything you want to know about soul, God, virtues, karma, powers, and maya. The Avyat Muralis tell us, not today's Murali, but generally the Avyat Muralis tell us very clearly all the nuances of maya, how she comes, the tricks she plays, how she creeps in, and all of those things. So, what are we going to ask Baba? But in those days we asked Baba, can the daddies come abroad? And Baba said, no. But if you get an invitation from the UN, yes, Baba will send someone. And that someone happened to be Nirbhay Bhai. Again, Baba's predictions. So Nirbhay Bhai came to the UN that year because we did receive an invitation. And the invitation was to share a message of peace at the NGO conference that happens in the UN every year in September. And so Nirbhay Bhai had come to London for the first time and then went to New York also for the first time. So this particular Murali brought back many memories. Memories of 1969, memories of 1982 and all the scenes at that time. So it's a very, very beautiful Murali. And I'm really grateful that we're having the opportunity of revising all these Muralis and all those very beautiful messages that were very personal are being revised, but also all the concepts that Avyakt Bab Dada has explained are being explained to everyone who wasn't around in the 70s and 80s. So we've had an opportunity for all of that in recent times. The last thing that I want to share, if I truly want to transform something, yes, the month of January and the special blessings, but apart from that, if I deeply, sincerely, with humility, tell Baba that I want to change this, but together with that, if I have the determined thought that this has to change, then Baba's power, Baba's help is available and it'll shift. I just need to be able to identify it. And sometimes we have blocks that don't allow us to identify the things we need to change. And so yesterday the question came up, well, how can you identify things? Because others are seeing it, but they're too scared to tell you. And you're not seeing it yourself. And one very simple way in which we can know that something's not quite right, and that is if I get upset, I get confused, I get unhappy, sorrowful, distressed, any of those things. If there's a negative feeling that is coming up, even just slightly, then there's something there that's giving me a signal. If it's coming up in a big way, it's coming with a very strong signal. But even if it's coming up slightly, if I'm not keeping the qualities of the original self, of purity, of peace, of love and truth, and anything else is coming in, it's telling me that I need to explore and see why this is still happening. And if I do that, then yes, I'll be able to find the answer. So, in this month, just have a look and see what is it that you find yourself reacting to. People, the things they say, situations, and you'll probably find that there's a thread that runs through things and you can identify what it is that's causing it. And it's only Baba who can actually help us change. There's many, many methods of self-development that are around in the world today. So many. And we keep discovering new things. And yes, maybe they can identify a problem. But how do you change it? Like last year, I heard Dr. Bruce Lipton speak in Chennai, and he's the one who wrote the book, The Science of Belief, The Biology of Belief. And he shared all that within his talk. And he said, 80% of the time, we are unconscious in our behavior. We just react. And we have many, many thoughts going on. And those are the imprints we carry from our childhood up to age 7. Some would say age 4, some would say whatever, but he said age 7. And only 20% of the time are we conscious and alert. And when we are, then we're in charge of what's going on. And we can decide how we want to respond. And that seems pretty accurate. But then the question, well, how do you become conscious? And when I had the opportunity of speaking to him later, and he was just at that time, he's shifted now, I'm sure, but that was about a year ago, in February. And so he was just about beginning to think that there is something apart from the brain. He couldn't use the word soul. He couldn't get himself to talk about it. I'm giving just one little example of the things that are out there that are being validated by science, that there is something. But it's only Baba who's given us the detail of the soul and explained exactly what's going on in the soul and how to be soul conscious and maintain that stage of conscious awareness so that I can be in charge of my thoughts, my feelings, my attitude, my actions and everything else. So it feels as if we're coming to a time when many people are being touched in many different ways and they're giving us a lot of information that Brahmins also find quite useful. But that information is still out there. And it's only Baba who's teaching us how to apply all that technique or the methods in spirituality through the understanding of who we are, and more than that, the power that we're able to get from God. Because sometimes you understand, but you lack the power. And so, 18th of January, Baba's saying, Baba is willing you, giving you his will, handing over his will to you. And it is the will that has all will power. And so take the will of will power from Baba on the 18th, but also I feel through the whole month. And you can do the things that you would like to do. And today is many different things altogether. yesterday and today. It's 4-day celebrations for Tamil Pongal. So congratulations for that. It's also, yesterday was the day for kite flying in India. And in Madhuban also they celebrate everything. So the Tamil group met with Daddy Janki, and there's very sweet photographs of garlands and things and a shivaling that they've created in the middle of her sitting room. So, it's the harvest time. And so they burn sugar cane and well, there must be the... There are others who can tell you more about it. But this is very briefly what I've understood. But it's the beginning, the new beginning after harvest. But it's also bhog for many souls who are loved by all of us and their families. And it's the last bhog, the Sunday bhog before Baba's Day on the 18th. And I'm sure that at all the different centers you'll be having special timetable for the 18th, starting from Amrit Vela and then Baba's transmission. So have a very lovely time for tapasya through the whole month, but have a very beautiful experience of becoming avyat through the month, but especially on the 18th. So we'll be, and we've got also many guests from different countries. Pushpa Ben, Jagdish Bhai, are you here? Pushpa Ben, come say hello. Come, 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 come. And we, Jagdish Bhai, where are you? Come, 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 say hello. Baba's instruments for Fiji. They started the center, Pushpa Ben's family and Jagdish Bhai. They started the center in Fiji and also started Bharatwasi service in Australia. So they've been resident in Australia for many years and they're off on a tour of Europe. So just here for a day.
Om Shanti. As you heard, it's Pushpa Ben from Sydney. And this is our second visit to London. I think third for Jagdish Bhai, but second for me. And we're very fortunate to be here in the month of January to share with the family of UK. And tomorrow we are heading off to Europe on a tour of Europe. So it's just lovely. And I was saying to Jayanti Ben in the email that it's really a blessing from Baba that we are starting off the year in such a good, beautiful way. So looking forward to many more experiences around UK and Europe. Thank you. Thanks for having us. Om Shanti.
Short visit.
Om Shanti. We are actually blessed to be here, and you are constantly blessed to have souls like Jayanti Ben always giving you the cream of knowledge. And I was just listening to what she was saying about, although we might have understanding, there needs to be power. And this is true, I've realized. But as a school teacher, sometimes we are given different methods of teaching, and so I always think, how can I take those methods and put it into Baba's knowledge? How can I use the education technique into giving the same knowledge to other souls? But at the end of the day, I realize that whatever methods you use, you still need to fill in the souls with power or teach them how to access the power to use the knowledge. And it's funny, I mean, you might not have heard of this course. We always teach positive thinking, but a couple of years ago I realized, started teaching another thing called higher positive thinking. It's quite funny, but it seems that the souls in Australia, at least in Sydney, they were beginning to like this, because I was emphasizing, I thought everybody actually knows what positive thinking is. You ask anybody on the street, if you ask, is this negative or positive, they'll give you a correct answer. But the thing is, at the time of putting the positive thought into practice, that's where we lack the power and we tend to make mistakes. And I think the more emphasis in the course was how to access the power. Thank you. Aum Shanti.
We also have Vivian from Mexico. Come say hello. And we also have sister from Philippines. Come quickly. We're constantly going to get many for 18th January, but these are the souls who are here now.
Om Shanti. I don't know if I'm from Mexico or from London. I was spiritually born here. And when I come back, all my memories of my childhood in Brahmin life become awake. So I'm so happy to be here. And also we are now trying to do service in Cuba. We are having a little bit of an obstacle with the visa, so if we offer it now to Baba, and I was understanding, why is this? Always there are challenges when you go to Madhuban. And it's because there is a teaching to learn. So I was trying to surrender the non-pure feelings about having the ego of bringing Cuba to Madhuban. Maybe that's the big challenge. So, if we all can have that power, so that the visas for England and India for the Cuban sister can be achieved. Aum Shanti.
Warm greetings of love from the Divine Family in the Philippines. The body's name is Arlene, and I am 18 years in Gyan. So this is my first time to visit the UK. And I also am doing a tour to learn new ways of doing service, so we can use that in the Philippines. I'm also very happy to see familiar faces, because most of you I've been meeting in December, so I'm very happy and really a great fortune to be here with all of you. Aum Shanti.
So we offer Bhog to Baba. Some of you know Nilesh Bhai and Jyoti Ben and their children. So Jyoti Ben's Lokic mother left the body. So we'll also send light to that soul.